The next patient is Linda Denegar. The last name is D-E-N-E-G-A-R. First name is Linda. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that is following this practice. And because of chronic kidney disease, at the present time, the serum creatinine that was done on May the 4th of 2023 is 1.1 with an estimated EFR of 52 mLs per minute. There is no significant proteinuria. Period. The ultrasound of the kidneys that was done in 2022 shows that the right kidney measures 11.3 and the left kidney 8.4. That is isotrophic. Both kidneys have calcifications. There is no evidence of obstructive kidney stone formation. Period. The patient has problems emptying the urinary bladder, and she has to self-catheterize as per suggestion by the urologist, Dr. Arciola. The patient catheterized 3 times a day, and she's using aseptic technique. Period. Number two, the patient has nephrolithiasis, and as mentioned before, and the urinary tract infection that is going to be treated because this is E. coli ESBL that the infectious disease Dr. Duarte is going to see and treat. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number coronary artery disease that is status post PCI, 2 stents. She has diastolic dysfunction in the echocardiogram with an ejection fraction between 55 and 60 with left ventricular hypertrophy and trace of mitral and tricuspid regurgitation. Following number, hyperlipidemia with hypertriglyceridemia that has been treated with the administration of statins. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control, COPD, that is followed by the pulmonologist. We are going to reevaluate the 24-hour urine for this with the stone protocol and saturation indices in order to give the best advice of how to deal with the stone formation. We are going to reevaluate in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.